With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Before we start this special playoff edition of Road Trippin', we want to tell you about our great partners at Oakley. Trust the best in the eyewear business with your summer fit this year. Oakley is not only the best looking eyewear on the market, but also the highest quality. Get over to Oakley.com to snag a pair today. That's Oakley.com. It's a wild thing being what, Channing?
40, fuck me. God.
You're drinking water. You're over the hill. What did you do? Happy freaking 40.
Oh, you thought that was water? You don't know me.
You know what? I got to have.
What was that? Agua.
What are you drinking?
Nice Sauvignon Blanc. I just went upstairs to our lodge and got it.
Our lodge.
Nice Sauvignon Blanc is great, Allie. Come on, dude. I'm the wine guy.
Wait, is it chosen or is it?
No. But it's a solid. It's should be a little colder for my taste. But hey, listen, we're, you know, beggars can't be choosers. We're going to figure it out. Mama going to work. Get out.
You got the new hairstyle going?
No, yeah. No. This
I mean,
is
just
my
like,
playoff
who is
cut.
He?
This is my playoff cut. I'm going to cut it.
Oh.
And this is my beard after 2 months. I had to shave the sideburns because I was just, people were like, that's disgusting, Jenny. You're just never going to get a full beard. I only get like patchy hair like a catfish. So. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Richard's video for you?
It was actually really nice. I was quite shocked that Richard could get a sentence together for me that wasn't filled with cuss words. Also, it was nice. It was just nice, dude. It was, you know, yesterday, I'm in Boston. Like, what? Like for your 40th birthday, you usually don't expect to work. And so for me, having people fly up to Boston was awesome. And then, honestly, I didn't have any expectations of what people could or couldn't do. So, like, I was just, like, happy with anything. I think it was the best thing for me. The best
awesome.
Thing. It was great. Yeah.
We're so happy for you. We just love you so much. It's just, oh. This has just been such a special time and moment to be with you.
Hey, fuck you, Richard.
Fuck you, bitch.
I don't need all that
okay,
good
here
feelings.
We are.
Yeah, there we go. I don't need all them damn good feelings.
Ugh.
Dude,
welcome
hey.
To this edition of Road Trip.
I went to the Cheers bar. In. I just got back from the Cheers bar here in Boston.
Was it fun?
Loved it.
So
no, it wasn't
hammered.
Fun at all. I just chugged 2 beers. It was like, shit, I need to go do a podcast.
The Cheers bar is fun. It's a good time.
Says who?
The mugs. Did you get the mugs?
Of course I
it's
got
just
a mug.
Like the feeling of it. Like, yeah.
I think it's a white people thing, Allie.
Nah. Cheer. No, I wouldn't. I've never been to the bar, but Cheers, awesome show.
It's a Norm. Great show. It's Norm.
Dude,
Cliff
it's Clavin.
A little hot
come
in
on.
There. There's a couple degenerates that are in there, but the beer is
including
cold.
Yourself.
The mugs are great. Well, you know, it's my birthday week-ish, so I...
Weekend-ish.
Right. Weekend year life-ish.
Well, again, happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
Kudos to you. You don't look a day over 21.
Oh!
So, congrats. You know what that is.
Black don't crack like said... a motherfucker.
I was ready for you to give that to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's what
okay,
she said.
So let's start... If only.
Edit. Well,
no, it's fine. People know. Let's start with the Heat in the Boston series. Our Heat fans and listeners that say we never talk about the Heat, I tell you every single time. Wow. The Miami freaking Heat. They lost their play-in game.
Can I give them a little discredit? Can I discredit them? Can I discredit
go ahead.
Miami?
Haters. Please.
Sure.
So in talking with Eric Spoelstra, yeah, I'm flexing on y'all. You know, a little one-on-one meeting with Eric Spoelstra. He's like, you know what? we had some injuries. We had some things at the beginning of the year. Kyle had to miss some time. He's like, we're probably a four seed. If you look at it, we're a four seed. We don't carry ourselves like an eight seed. We don't think we're an eight seed. We were in the conference finals last year. Like, we're not an eight seed. That's just where we ended up being. And I think when you hear the coach say that, it makes sense because all of the players play like that. There's like, oh, is this the greatest eight seed ever? And it's like, well, they are. They're probably the fourth best team, like record wise. If we really wanted to go talent and who they are, you would probably put Boston, Philly, and Milwaukee still above them, right? But if you're like really like the Miami Heat when they're rolling and Jimmy Butler in the postseason, what they've done 2 out of the last 3 years, yeah, like these boys are real. And that's where when I say discredit, then I mean it to say that they're not an eight seed. That's just where they ended up being. Mm-hmm. This team is one of the top probably 6 or 7 teams when healthy, when locked in, and they're not even 100% healthy right now with no Tyler Hero.
Or Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, no Depot. That's what I'm saying.
Can I say this? What I saw the Miami Heat do yesterday was literally death by 1,000 cuts. I counted. There were 16 straight possessions where the Miami Heat touched 2 feet in the paint and either passed out for a wide open shot or shot a shot from the paint every single time. Now, they were better prepared.
That's something good to track, by the way.
Huh?
That's something good to track.
Dude, they touched the paint every single time. Now, here's why. Mm-hmm. Miami Heat were better coached, better prepared, more emotionally invested into this game. And to me, the others are always ready to be special at a moment's notice. Like when Max Strus at the end of the game, I think it was the fourth quarter, maybe like 3 minutes left. It was a 7-point game. They had a timeout. It might've been 3 minutes, whatever that time, they called the timeout. They ran a play for Jason Tatum to go at Max Strus and he locked this shit up. They got the steal. I said, are you fucking joking me? That a undrafted dude, in that crucial moment, a undrafted dude has the gumption to, and the skill set to guard Jason Tatum at the top of the paint. Now, for me, that's what the play was drawn for. So they must have seen something that I didn't. But not only did he lock him up, the other guys, they're playing great help defense. So for me, I just don't think that Celtics are properly coached in this series. I think they will get extremely outcoached this whole series. I'm a Celtic.
That's fair. What I would say is like the undrafted things, and even when I spoke with Eric Spoelstra, he pushed back on that a little bit. But in our system, Vincent's been in our system for a few years. Max Strus has been in our system for a few years. Bam's been in our system his whole career. You know, Duncan Robinson been in this system his whole career. They know what's expected of them. They know what the standard is. Yeah. And you know, one thing about Heat culture, the standard does not waver. No. The standard is the standard. So either you play to their standard or you don't play. I'm going to be really honest. I haven't seen Kevin hustling and moving the way he's been moving since he was going to the finals with Bron. Because if you're going to play in the finals, if you're going to play in that postseason, like you have to play with another gear. And Kevin has shown that extra gear. Now, it's not always like 20 points or 18 points, but the contributions that he's given. So I think when you look at Kyle Lowry's champion, right, we know who Kyle is. Kyle is one of those guys just like Jimmy. Like, you see Kyle Lowry, and you're like, oh, he fits in Heat culture. When Jimmy Butler went down to Miami, everyone's like, oh, he fits into what they do. So it's like they have a bunch of guys, while they're undrafted, not drafted, shoot. The best offensive player in the world, maybe the best player in the world, was a second-round pick that was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial. So, like, we can't talk about where they're drafted when the best player in the world. They have a bunch of these guys, yes. But ultimately, it's like skill position, shooters, right, Duncan Robinson, Strus, like these guys. So I don't get too hung up in the undrafted space. I do think that if you're good, you're good. And if you're in a system, it doesn't matter where you're drafted, right? The system is the system, and these guys fit their system.
The Miami Heat do a great job of making people, every player that they get, and I'm agreeing with you, basketball players. They are basketball players. And mind you, some of them are better at other things, but all of them can dribble, pass, and shoot. And they make the right decision 99% of the times. Now, do they still go on lulls offensively? I think right before the half, it was a tie game, and then Boston went on some crazy run, and Miami was turning the ball over. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, are they going to flip? But I was watching Jimmy. I'm watching Kevin. I'm watching Bam. And they're like, yo, yo, just chill. Like, we don't need to turn the ball over. Then at halftime, I saw them turn it on. That first play of the game after halftime, they ran a post-up for Jim or Bam against Robert Williams. I said, oh, he doing that tonight? We playing that game? And he scored. He scored an easy hook shot. So, like, for them to be able to rely on different players to give them different opportunities, all of them, Strus, right, like Kevin, Bam, Lowry, Duncan Robinson, is what I think makes them so dangerous, is that all of them are committed to the team aspect as individuals, but as, like, imagine Jimmy telling you you're the best shooter of all time every single day. You're going to fuck around and believe that shit.
And there's no question. Go ahead, Allie.
And speaking of belief, they don't care what anyone else thinks. No. And I don't care what you say, but especially at this point, your ability to not listen, not care what the outside, you guys know that.
Yeah, all these guys are like, all these guys were in the conference finals last year.
Dude, I talked to Kevin yesterday, right? I talked to Kevin yesterday, and he just like chanting between Lowry and Jimmy. He was like, you would be ready to fight a bear for these dudes. Like the way they talk is wild to hear Kevin, who's played with Braun. We've done the thing, the championship. The way he talks about this team makes me go, shit, this team is, they're not the underdogs. Like, this team thinks
they don't view themselves
to win.
They don't view themselves. No. Yeah, they're 3 games away from the finals.
Three games away from the finals. That's what they think. Like, okay, we're 3 games away from the finals. They don't think, we need Boston at home. They're like, well, this is what we did, what we're supposed to do.
Let me say this, Allie, really quickly. I think that they are undeniably led by one person, Jimmy Butler. Like when you see Jason Tatum, not score in the fourth quarter, not really touch the ball in crucial time. Now he made some mistakes. He had 2 turnovers. So we can't just say that, he wasn't aggressive or this and that. But like, this is also Jason Tatum that's had 50 points in every possible situation that you can possibly have. And so, like, for him to set the tone, and he struggled in some first quarters. He struggled real bad, and I think that Game 6 up in Philly. And, I just think that, like, with Jimmy, you see they're trying to get the Jimmy. Jimmy, you going to make the play or you going to get the bucket? And Jimmy makes the right play, or he puts guys in position. Jimmy will drive to or collapse. He'll swing it to somebody. It might not be an open shot, but now it's up to Max Strus to then dribble in, get the open shot. So it's the hockey play, and I'm going to be the person that's the aggressor and set the tone, and we're going to slow it down, and we're going to get a good shot every time. Like, you don't see that with Boston. Now, I think Boston has more talent, but I truly think that Boston is also, the last thing I'll say is, they're the new Golden State Warriors. They're the new fuck around and find out team.
Oh.
They're a team that's going to turn it up, and when these guys that are talented, 1 through 9, take their level from thinking, oh, we can beat Miami playing at an 8. No, you got to play at a 9.7. Once they do that, then I think Miami is kind of like paddling upstream, because it's just like, if these guys lock in, they just got more. Milwaukee didn't lock in, and that happens. You think they're looking at Boston when they just beat Milwaukee in 5? And Giannis played in 2 of the last 2 games, and they beat him in 5. You think they're looking at Boston like they give a damn about them?
No.
And they beat him 2 years ago? Shit.
I just don't think Boston, they said things like, oh, well, we treated this like a regular season game. I was like, hold on.
How? You're in the conference finals against a team that beat you 2 years ago.
Dog.
Well, I think that was Mazzulla talking shit.
But my thing was, Mazzulla, okay, so, and I'm kind of getting on him today, but I think it is very much up to the coach to emotionally prepare his team to be ready to jump on a grenade in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, every game is important, because let's look at this, and we said this after the game I got off the air and we were like, this game two, there's more pressure going to be on Boston than in any other series or game they have ever played. Do you know what Miami's record is at home?
What?
6-0. So they have not lost at home.
Oh, in the postseason.
So in the postseason, could you imagine this team going up 2-0 to Boston, and now you got to go play Miami, the team that is literally just punching you in the face all game long, and you got to go win two games? To me, Boston didn't take away, and here's my takeaways. One, Boston didn't take away anything from Miami. They played a regular drop-and-ice defense. They switched what was supposed to be switched, and they allowed Miami to script their offense and do whatever they wanted. Like, Jimmy didn't even have a good game like that. Like, Jimmy wasn't hot. He made a good shot at the end, but he wasn't hot. Bam wasn't hot.
35, did a little bit of everything.
What I'm saying,
Bam,
but it wasn't.
Well, Jim, what I'm saying, he had a good game.
Yeah,
he had
but
a good
he wasn't.
Game.
He wasn't.
But he wasn't like.
But it, yeah.
See, okay. This is where our expectations have gotten so high for Jimmy because we've been seeing Jimmy. He had 35. He had a three. He had multiple steals in those last 2-3 minutes. 6 steals. Like Jimmy had a playoff Jimmy game.
Jimmy has another level. Now, what I'm saying
agreed.
He was not like, yo, I'm taking over the offense. Everything he got for the most part was through the offense in a flow. He wasn't like, I need to be Superman right now, right? And I call him the Batman. Yeah. He don't have crazy good. He don't have none of the attributes that KD, Braun, Steph, he don't have none of those attributes, but he's just as good. That's what's crazy. That's why I call him the Batman of the NBA. Like, he don't have no superpowers, but you fuck around and find out. Like, he gonna hit you with that boomerang.
He's the Batman of the NBA.
He got no superpowers, but he gonna hit you with that batarang, right? He gonna hit you with the little grapple hook, foul, boom. He gonna hit you with that mid-range over and over and over again. He's gonna break you willpower. But, like, Boston, how do you adjust to this? What do you say? You say, oh, let's play harder? If you gotta tell your team play harder in the Eastern Conference Finals,
well, let's start with...
stop it, Allie.
Let's start with Jason Tatum attempting a shot in the final frame.
He's in the yips.
Because that certainly has to change. Only the fifth time that's ever happened in the postseason for Jason Tatum, the first time this year. Having said that, let's call a timeout on this episode right now. I think it's a perfect spot to talk about our partners over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. The conference finals are underway. You see that, and you get some extra skin in the game with Prize Picks. All first-time users that deposit and use the promo code ROADTRIPIN will receive a 100% instant deposit match.
What does that mean?
Up to $100. That means if you deposit $100 using our sign-up code, Prize Picks will give you
$200.
$100.
Oh.
If you sign up with your code and deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you
$50.
How does it work? Well, you pick between 2 and 6 players and select whether they will score more or less than their Prize Picks projections. You can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch, including NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, UFC, PGA, college football, soccer, WNBA.
Fishing.
Woo! Starts tomorrow. Esports, NASCAR, and many more. I bet you fishing's in there.
Pickleball.
Rich, what are we doing?
All right, let's get into my Prize Picks for tonight's game. 2 Celtics Heat as Miami stole the game on game one. You know that, Kenny. Now, look, our first pick, we're looking at Miami's big man, Bam Adebayo. He was super aggressive in game one, and we expect that to continue tonight. We're picking him to get more than 30.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists. Nah, 30.5, okay? Combined rebounds and assists. Now, Bam. He hit this number in 3 of his last 4 games, and they're going to need him attacking that rim. So I'm going to say that because I think Miami's the type of team that goes for your neck. They're not happy with one. That's not – Heat culture ain't happy with one. Now, for our second pick tonight, we're taking Jason Tatum to grab more than 9.5 rebounds. Tatum.
No way.
Wait. We mean no way. Not more than 9.5, Tatum? Okay.
No way.
For our second pick tonight, we're taking Jason Tatum to grab more than 9.5 rebounds. Tatum has had 9 – or more rebounds in 5 straight before game one. So we think he's going to pick it up, Channing. So don't think that low number in game one was that's probably an overreaction. So to recap, our picks for tonight's Celtics Heat game 2 are Bam to get more than 30.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists, and Jason Tatum to get more than 9 rebounds.
Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Look,
tomato.
At Prize Picks, you aren't competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available for that day's game. So it's all about your knowledge. Prize Pick entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. You just saw how easy I made my picks. It's that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Download Prize Picks and play daily fantasy with Road Trippin' Crew. Make sure you use the promo code Road Trippin' when you sign up.
Hey, Road Trippers, ever wonder if you're paying for a subscription you're not even using? I signed up for a free trial of a streaming service and forgot to opt out. And with Rocket Money's help, I was able to find the charges and cancel the subscription immediately. Rocket Money made it easy for me to sign up, and I love the custom notifications when there's a sudden change in spending or increased charges for monthly payments. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Did you know that most people think they spend $80 on monthly subscriptions? But in reality, these charges average around $200. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel those unwanted subscriptions. If rising prices are stressing you out and you're looking for ways to cut costs, you can now manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrippin. That's rocketmoney.com/roadtrippin. One more time here for Channing, rocketmoney.com/roadtrippin. Before we close out this episode, let's talk some hot topics in the NBA. Doc Rivers.
Gone.
Fired.
He gone.
Get him up out of here.
After that Game 7 loss to the Celtics. Okay, we'll start there. And then I also want you guys to rank the three premier coaching vacancies between the Suns, Bucks, and Sixers. But first.
Bucks.
Doc.
Yeah, the Bucks. Not even close.
Suns.
What was your reaction Sixers. To Doc being fired?
First of all, I've never seen a team quit so quick in my life. Let's call a bean. Let's call it a spade a spade. Let's keep it a bean, as my guy Kyrie says. They quit on his ass. I don't care. What is he going to coach? What is he going to coach when they quit on you? Like, to me, what Joel Embiid said, I listened to the whole thing. You don't say that. You're an MVP. You got 18 points. You're playing like a scrub. And they weren't really double-teaming you like that. So whether you're hurt or not, I don't want to hear it. Because you're out there playing, so I got to hold you accountable. James Harden, yes, and I'll say this. Here's 50-50. Here's a quarter. The catch-22 is James Harden won them two games.
He did.
He did his job. He did his job. But, yeah. Again,
but now, but him to not score in the fourth quarter in game 5, exactly. 6, and 7, like that, James is too good. He's too great. He's one of the great players.
So he is what we thought he is.
But really quickly.
He is what he thought he is.
Let me say this. I'm not going off of my opinion. It's a small, let me phrase it, a small portion of my opinion, a large portion of what data tells us. James Harden.
Stink.
No. James Harden, he couldn't get to a finals as the best player. He couldn't get to a finals. And that was close. Game 7, but we also know about that epic three-point shooting like that they didn't have in Game 7. Now, as the second best player on a team, right, when you would say having KD, obviously they were banged up and they had Kyrie, so that didn't work out. So he gets the MVP on his team. Couldn't get to the conference finals with the MVP on his team and up 3-2. So at this point in time, I'm asking the basketball community, why should I believe that James Harden can be either, he can't be the first best player because we know that at this point in time in his career, second best player with an MVP. And now, so where do we have to rank James Harden? Does James Harden have to be the third best player on a championship team? And that's the problem with Philly, right? That to me, because they're going to give him a max deal or he's going to have max deals out there because he's a 20 and 10 guy and those motherfuckers don't
for
draw
what?
A tree. James Harden is still a max player. But there are, first of all, James Harden is still a max player, but he's not the James Harden max. And that's the issue. That's the issue.
He's not a max player.
Show me a guy that can get 20 and 10. Show me a guy that can get 20 and 10 in a contract year for a team that finishes top three, and you're not going to say he's not going to get the max. Where? Who?
So, okay. So let me ask you this. If you're hungry and I give you rice cakes, am I really feeding you? That's James Harden's stats.
What?
None of his shit matters when it's time to win. His shit does not matter when it's time to win, Richard. He has never shown us that his stats can translate.
Okay.
You're telling me the guy who leads the league and assists almost every year, his statistical greatness does not translate to wins in the postseason.
Okay,
it
really?
It never does.
Then answer me this, question. Answer me this one question, Allie, really quick.
Yep. Give me Jalen Brunson.
No.
I'll take Jalen Brunson.
I get you. Give me this. You've been a part of the NBA now for 20 years, something like that. So is James Harden, just not your opinion, I want to know what you believe, is James Harden going to get a max contract?
Yeah, probably. There's a big dummy born. There's a big dummy born.
Because there are people out there that like their rice cakes, Channing. Okay?
I don't know if he has naked pictures of Daryl Morey, but the love affair of that is wild to me. The love affair for something that doesn't work is wild. It's like somebody who only watches M. Night Shyamalan movies and doesn't say they're whack as fuck. Like, what? He's great. He is a great player. I'm not saying he's not. His style of play does not equate to winning in a postseason. And every year, we fall for the biggest fucking pump fake of all time. We fall for that. Oh, well, here he goes. He did this or he did that. And that's like, yo, we really need you to, like, do it when it matters. And he doesn't even shoot.
Can I bring up one other thing?
Please do.
Okay, so really quickly, and I'm it's going to sound like I'm hating, but I'm not.
Yeah, you are. James Harden,
he went to Vegas. He went to Vegas before this round, right?
You were mad.
And everyone shut the fuck up because he scored 45 in game one. Channing, as an athlete, Allie, as an athlete, you understand. If you do some extracurriculars, it might not affect you, like, immediately. But there is a amount that starts to accumulate. So I'm not saying he was raging in Vegas. I'm talking about flying all the way across country to hang
what
out.
Was he going to see shows?
Hear me out. I'm not.
Was he going
I'm
to see Siegfried and Roy? What if
all I'm saying is this.
Boy, getting lit
to see a guy level. Do something like that and have it come public, and then to see him wear down as the series goes on. Now, we can say we expect that from James Harden, but we can maybe say that maybe because we expect that it's maybe some of his off-the-court things have led to him wearing down as series goes on, struggling in fourth quarters, three games in a row and not scoring points. So, yes, that's great that you scored 45 in game one and he did win them two games. But ultimately, you know this. Give me a guy that gives me 23 every night, not 45 one night, 12 one night, 36 one night, and 8 one night, right? So the fact that he wore down over the fourth quarter just leads me to believe, like, is James Harden going to make the decisions that's going to lead him to go be great for four quarters?
He has never shown you that. He has never shown you that.
You said it. Agreed.
I'll say it out loud.
I'm with you.
Because
I agree.
As your leader, if you're going to Vegas from Philly, it ain't like you're.
Do you know? Honestly speaking, questioning because I understand where your thought process is here. I also think that had they won the series, no one was going to talk about it.
No,
right?
No, that's the key. Do what you want when you popping. But if you're not popping,
if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Allie, listen.
All right, and on that note, we're gonna wrap up this episode, and we got another one coming out tomorrow morning with plenty more time.
Let's go. Let's get weird.
This episode of Road Trippin' has been brought to you by our friends at Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of. Discount Tire is the largest independent tire retailer in the nation. With the biggest selection of tires and wheels, we know you'll find something you love for your vehicle. Log on to DiscountTire.com and use Treadwell, the world's only tool that gives you transparency on how tires really perform and personalized recommendations based on where and how you drive. Learn about the tire life and the tire cost to help you choose the right tires with Treadwell by Discount Tire. Here's a quick tip from the Discount Tire experts, and you can prevent tire wear and boost gas mileage by keeping the right air pressure in your tires. Tire air pressure supports the weight of your vehicle. It's important to check always for safety. Visit DiscountTire.com to learn more about tire safety, or if it's been over a month since you last checked your tire pressure, stop by one of their local stores for a free tire safety and pressure check. And remember, road trippers, you get 30% shorter average wait times when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com.